Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Thailand Inner Circle. JC has a YouTube channel helping the guys escape America and move to Thailand. He has a consulting business and one-on-one coaching. Plus he has a Telegram group full of guys that can also help. He also teaches you to get into women's inner circles in Thailand if you know what I mean. But only regular women, because he won't trap you with any ladyboys. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Support him by subscribing to his channel and consider his coaching services. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, women say that sex robots would be hacked and programmed to end you. But how is that any different from a real girlfriend that's drank the woke Kool-Aid? But at least you can turn off the switch with a robot. But just remember what'll happen when you don't pay the monthly Loverbot subscription. The robot will turn you down and act as entitled as every other woman. But even if you do pay, the robot will still be way cheaper. Up next, you've probably heard of the I'm Ready to Settle Down sandwich from Arby's. But here's the I'm Ready to Settle Down burger that they just launched. It comes with a special sphincter bun. And if you had an appetite before you saw it, then you won't after seeing it. Only $20 at your local Mickey D's. Number 3, Mia Khalifa begs women not to do prawn, as it'll haunt them for the rest of their lives. Yet she's still a content creator on Lonely Fools. She's just saying that because she doesn't want the competition. Let's not forget that she's also playing the part of the victim and virtue signaling at the same time. Three birds with the same coon-covered stone. She needs to make a living, and I'm sure in a decade or two, we'll see her dumpster diving as well. Moving on, The Rock asks, why is ending yourself illegal? And his passenger says because it's considered destruction of government property. So Canada making it legal means we're just offloading damaged goods that will cost us way too much one day to refurbish. But if you aren't defective and you're actually productive, it's illegal. Because they need you to keep paying those taxes so they can import more migrants to replace you with one day. Number 5 is the state of global fertility. Besides Africa and a few Muslim countries, it's crashing everywhere. Once a family makes more than $5,000 a year and move to a city, their fertility falls below replacement. Bain was right when he said that victory has defeated you. Humans creating a great quality of life in most countries has ended our desire to reproduce. We just enjoy our own life instead of bringing in new life at the cost of our own happiness. Up next, remember when Michelle Obama said that Donald Trump was wrecking America? And then the Don fired back by saying, hey Mike, we're playing basketball tomorrow. Are you up for it? And Barack can come along too because we need a cheerleader. I know this is fake, but it's still pretty funny. And it's actually something that Trump would say. The week after, they would probably be playing football, and they would for sure use Mike as a linebacker. Number 7, if weak men create hard times, was a poster, then this would be it. You gotta love AI giving Trudeau 2 left feet. It just needs to give him some fancy rubber ducky socks. The way he's sitting here, you definitely know he must talk. He's a psychopath and weak man, and that's probably why his wife left him. This is the we need you to sit like you don't have in Twig and Berries pose. Moving on, here's the modern woman. Wondering if her relationship with you is consensual while you're in the bedroom with her. If you go your own way in monk mode, you can avoid this fate, guys. If she does revoke consent on you after you're with her, it'll be when a decade or two go by and you're rich and she needs some money. They need to make it lifelong prison for women that make false accusations on men many decades after the fact. Number 9, if your girlfriend starts wearing granny underwear like these, then you need to dump her quick. Because this is the kind of underwear they start wearing after they marry you. Someone also needs to start making wallets for men that say, can't touch this. Not tonight, honey, I'm tired. And all holes closed. They would be a hit. These are also the underwear that cucks wear after their wives buy them for them. Up next, Canada's gotten so bad that even Indians don't want to live around Indians here. This guy says his parents left India to leave the Indian lifestyle behind, as well as manners and bad driving habits. That Indian immigrants from the 1970s all the way to 2013 were civil and educated. Today, the Canadian government is bringing in the low IQ rural and uncivilized Indians. So Buddy is off to America because the immigrants that Trudeau has brought in have destroyed a society that took hundreds of years to build. Number 11, a book about becoming a submissive housewife becomes a hit in Spain, and feminists are angry about it. Looks like feminism out in the open is failing as a mating strategy, so women are running back to traditionalism. But is it really women buying it and not actually men fantasizing about the lives they could have had? Regardless, they've now started calling it a misogynist book. This post had me at Angers Feminists. Moving on, this school employee has been accused of exchanging explicit images with students. That's it. You mean they weren't caught shagging in the car behind the bleachers? What is this? Amateur hour? There are now cases of teachers and students daily. I wonder how many of them are like this and not more extreme. Maybe we can start calling this scandal She Too or something. Number 13, women want to be CEOs and executives. But they don't want to work in logging, fishing, become pilots or roofers. Because those are dangerous jobs where mostly men get hurt. Women want the cushy, highly paid office jobs that are safe, and where all they have to do is look busy, and where you don't actually have to accomplish anything. Also, Asian women now make more money than white men. So congratulations, women. You've ended the pay gap. Up next, here's another example of a woman doing better than a man, and probably telling him how to run the country too. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is worth £200 million, but she's worth £550 million. She inherited daddy's money. He wasn't even elected and neither was she. And now they control one of the most powerful countries in the world. Number 15, we have Shin, and she was happy about her open relationship. And now she's facing an STD nightmare. She was the one that probably wanted to open up the relationship for more options. And somehow you know that she's going to blame her partner for this, saying that he should have said no when she suggested it. It's all his fault that she wanted to do it with other dudes. This dude is also a cuck beta, and I guess you reap what you sow. Literally. Moving on is Deborah, a strong, empowered office worker that's free to work in the office instead of being a homemaking slave to some husband and children. Her boss tells her to stop talking because her 15-minute break is over. Someone also needs to tell Deborah that they're now using new cover sheets on the TPS reports. So if she could just start using them, that would be great. Yeah. When you're done, Deborah, please come to my office and help me drain my microplastics. That would be great too. Yeah. Number 17, we have another female teacher that didn't touch any of her male students, but instead lost her job for sending 27,000 late-night text messages to one. She was fired again, presumably for doing the same thing before. That 27,000, those are rookie numbers. Female teachers are so desperate for male attention that they are like cats in heat, and can't help themselves anymore because no grown men want to be with them with their boss bitch attitudes. It's good they're now being fired and arrested without actually touching those boys first in some cases. Up next, a woman says her biggest dating failure was when she was out with a man and he answered the phone while in dinner, and it was his mother. Remember, guys, that women hate the man's mother that they're involved with. Women want a man's attention. If he gives any of it to his mother, it drives them crazy. The mother is also the one other woman in the man's life that she can't do anything about. But if he ignores his mother, she would say he hates all women because he won't talk to her. You can't win with women. Number 19, women want a tall man. This woman's man is over a foot taller than her, and when they were fighting, he took this picture of her to show her what she looked like from his perspective. And she says that this was so disrespectful. Oh no, she's a victim because he took a picture of her. Dainty little angry elves like her are so cute when they're crying their crocodile tears. What she's saying is, his perspective doesn't count. Seems a bit selfish, doesn't it? Moving on, a medical technician in 2005 invented Rapex, a device designed to protect women who are being raped. It looks like a female condom with teeth. Yes, until women just go out at night with rape fantasies, becoming an easy target so they can hurt men out there. Not to mention they'll probably use this to falsely accuse or harm innocent men. It's been 19 years, and that's a good thing that they aren't for sale yet. Number 21, kids in the 90s and up until about 10 years ago were dreaming about flying cars that were shaped like drones. Today, those same kids dream about saving $30,000 and moving into a van down by the river. But that's not just a van. That's a Benz that's $100,000 plus brand new. I saw a used one for $59,000. I guess inflation strikes again. In the 90s, living in a van, you were a loser. Yet today, you're cool. Up next, what does this mean? Does it really mean that the African Americans see a good deal and take advantage of it, like endless crab legs, and eat franchises into oblivion? Is this why all the East Side Mario's with endless salads went out of business around here? I didn't even know that Buffalo Wild Wings has a 20 bucks all you can eat on Mondays and Wednesdays. I better go there before they go bust due to all the homies taking advantage of that deal. Maybe we need to add Waffle House to this list too. Number 23, Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend list is 24 strong. At this point, Travis is the guy with the flowers in the long line of guys that have already smashed her. I still think that she used Calvin Harris to build up her music career. At 1 a year, it's like she started dating when she turned 10. Calvin Harris dated her back in 2015, and she was really hot back then. Moving on, if you're an old incel or H-cell, then all you have to do is go to Turkey to get a facelift, neck lift, nose job, and a whole bunch of other procedures to look like that. Then again, he could have just lost a whole bunch of weight and got some sleep. Careful out there, kings, because you could spend all that money to look like this, and then you run into the woman on the right that also got surgery, and used to actually be the dude on the left. Number 25 and the last one, we have a woman that needs feminism because her vagina has a voice. But what kinds of soliloquies does it sing? Maybe it's a melody demanding to be cleaned. So therefore, it probably needs to close its mouth because its breath stinks. A fish, no doubt. But remember, guys, if you see a woman talking to her vag, that's when you run. It probably has teeth too, so you better stay away. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.